Proclamation number 7837, dated the February 28th, 1961. Free will. Only your will determines whether you achieve perfection on this earth. Hence, earthly life is a matter of your free decision of will. But this does not relate to earthly questions or opinions about earthly plans. It is purely a matter for your soul to make the right decision as to which Lord it accepts above itself. But the human being cannot be forced by either side to make this decision. Consequently, free will cannot ever be refuted, in spite of the fact that people repeatedly attempt to do so. Only the human being's innermost thoughts matter, and this is not subject to any force. For this reason, the person can only be influenced by ideas, speeches and various events which are thus intended to affect his thoughts, his will. And this is attempted by the divine as well as by the God-opposing aspect. However, it is always the person's own decision as to which influence he submits himself, yields. The human being's will is free. Hence one day he also has to be accountable for the direction he gave his will, because he was given his life as a human being for the purpose of testing his will, and sooner or later the soul will have to endure the consequences of its will's decision. The human being is able to turn his will towards God in every situation of life. And he can equally submit himself to his adversary. But he will never be able to hold anyone responsible for his decision of will, neither his fellow human being nor a worldly power, neither God himself nor his adversary, because it is entirely up to his free will as to whether the direction of his thoughts aim towards God or his adversary. But his destiny is always determined by God such that he can easily find God, as long as he no longer offers him inner resistance, which is thus determined by his free will. People are inclined to refute free will because they are not always able to do what they want to do. However, it is not always a question of what they do, but what they want. For they can be prevented from carrying out actions, again due to the effects of spiritual influences, but the volition itself cannot be prevented. Therefore, the human being should be critical of himself with regard to the direction of his will's expression, because during his life on earth he knows that he is expected to turn towards God, because God himself constantly conveys this information to him, and he does not live his earthly life entirely without knowledge. But since he is also influenced by God's adversary, it will be inevitable that he has to think about it. And therefore he is already urged to make a decision. And thus this, too, is the battle between light and darkness, which has to be settled by the person himself, and which would be inconceivable without the human being's free will. Otherwise only the positive and negative powers would fight each other, and one power would then emerge as the winner. But this is not how the battle between light and darkness should be understood, because it concerns the human being's soul which, in free will, makes its own choice regarding itself. The human being's life on earth is therefore an uninterrupted chain of experiences, discoveries and impressions which stimulate his thinking and which can also enable his thoughts to move into the right direction. But since God's adversary was granted the right to fight for the soul as well, his thinking will also be subject to negative influences, and then he will have to make his choice. And the intensity of his resistance to God determines the outcome. It determines the soul's fate after the body's death, which can be exceedingly joyful but also intensely painful. However, irrespective how the will decides, God's love never abandons the soul. And if it does not achieve its goal in this earthly life, it will indeed delay its salvation for an infinitely long time. But sooner or later the right decision will be made by the will, since God's love is strength which the soul will not oppose forever. Amen.